So a couple weeks ago, we started a series about marriage called Hanging by a Thread, just trying to talk about some different things and some different issues that we deal with in marriage. And so a couple weeks ago, it was all about this idea that we should be honest about the current state of our marriage, that somebody knows whether we're struggling or not. Okay? There's somebody who knows whether you're struggling or not, whether it's your kids, whether it's your best friend. There is somebody who knows. You might as well just be honest about where you are in the current state of your marriage, and just be honest about that, because somebody already knows, and there's people who are all around want to encourage you and want to help you in that. So last week was all about choosing to work inside the tension of your marriage instead of just solving it. So remember, we had our rubber bands that ended up being all over the place, okay, kind of one of those fun things. So I'm giving you something today you shouldn't throw or hit anybody with. So anyway, but we had the rubber band here, and we said that this is useless just to throw it, that it actually needs some tension. And when you get some tension on it, that's what gives it energy, and that's what causes it to go as far as it wants to. That there is energy in tension instead of just trying to take it out. And can't we just all be like one another? We actually use that tension in our marriage. We can use that to do something great. So that's what it was all about. That's what we looked at. So we talked about things like we're the same, but we're different. So instead of trying and fighting with each other to try to make each other like each other, let's just celebrate that difference and use that tension and that energy that comes from that. So this morning, I really want to start with this idea that small things compounded over time can have a big impact, okay? That's why you're all given a penny, okay? Because I want to do an illustration here that some of you have probably already heard. If not, that's great. You can play along with this. So, would you rather have $1 million today? Don't look at me. I don't have $1 million, okay? But someone hands you $1 million. Would you rather have it today, or the penny that's in your hand doubled for 30 days? Okay? So think about that. You want $1 million just handed to you right now, or a penny doubled over 30 days, every day for 30 days. Okay? Who wants $1 million? Okay? See, a lot of you are like, oh, I want that $1 million. Because isn't it true? We don't even want to save these things anymore. They just get thrown away because we just like, this has no value. It is so small and insignificant. They just don't have any value. So why would we keep these? Why would we do this? Okay, so actually it's a chart from Bloomberg. Now when you get to day 30, you have $5 million, okay? So for all of these who are like just give me $1 million now, you're out, okay? So that's $5 million. If you went one more day, you would have $10 million. I realize it might be hard to see, but see that number down there? That's $5 million. Small things compounded. Again, some of you chose the million, you're like, oh. Man, right? But it sounds like there's no way this is going to be worth more than your $1 million that you're going to get. Doubling it, compounding it, it wouldn't have any impact. But look at what happens. And notice it doesn't happen all of a sudden. Like day two, you're like, yes, I have two of these. This is awesome, right? It takes time. It takes quite a bit of time. Even after a couple of weeks, you're like, I got $80, okay? I think I chose wrong. But it compounds so quickly over time. If you give it the 30 days, it has a huge impact. Small things compounded over time can have a big impact. That's why I wanted you to all have a penny in your hand, because we don't think this is valuable. We don't think doing something with this over time is very valuable. But what if it is? And what if there's things that you can do every day in your marriage that don't seem very significant, don't seem very hard, don't seem very difficult? What if they could do the same thing? Compound over time to make a difference. So I want to talk about faithfulness this morning. Now, when I speak about faithfulness, we think about it in one aspect, right? Okay, I'm not supposed to commit adultery. That's what faithfulness means. And as long as they don't do that, we're fine. I want to talk about faithfulness in a totally complete and different way. That faithfulness actually is slow, steady consistency in the right direction. Okay? Just remove the idea that we always take when we think of being faithful. That faithfulness is slow, steady consistency in the right direction. Slow, steady consistency in the right direction. Now, what does that look like? The Bible actually talks about it. The Bible actually says that there is an entire species that operates this way. Slow, steady consistency in the right direction. You know what they are? They're ants. That according to Proverbs, written by King Solomon, he said as he observed things, that ants, they aren't strong, but they store up food all summer. So it takes them all summer of being faithful and consistent. And you know what happens? If they're not consistent and go in the same direction over a period of time, it gets to winter and they all starve. Whoops. Guess we shouldn't have taken that month off. Because it takes the whole time, consistency, doing the same thing, moving in the same direction over time. It takes all of that in order to produce that result at the end, which gives them everything they need, stored up over time. But it's that faithfulness that, let's just be honest, it's not very exciting. Okay? Ants aren't like the most desirable pet to go get. Yeah, let's go get some ants, okay? They're not fun. They don't do tricks, right? Okay? So they're not very fun. They're not very interesting. And it takes them so long to do what needs to be done. It's this slow consistency, okay? And I'm telling you, this goes against everything we hear about all the time. This slow consistency over time is considered, okay, if you did anything that way, you know what it's called? Boring. Boring. Great. The pastor's going to talk about boring today. This is wonderful. Consistency, doing the same thing, going in the right direction over a period of time, can actually produce a great result if we would let it. But so often we don't, because it's not flashy, it's kind of boring. And, you know, we just find something shinier and better to pull our attention to, and we forget about doing it. So, here's my question. What does this look like in marriage? What does this look like in marriage? Okay? We go home and say, well, I guess we're pastor told us to be ants today. This is wonderful. How does this apply to anything, right, in our marriage? How does this help me? How does this do anything to help me move the direction of my marriage so it gets better and better over time? How does this work? So I want to take you to a verse. This is Paul as he's talking about marriage. The Apostle Paul was an incredible individual. He was able to meet the resurrected Christ on the way to Damascus. He was a terrorist, okay? He loved to destroy Christian churches and blow them up and put everybody in jail. That's what he loved to do. And Jesus gets a hold of him and everything changes. Because he was told Jesus died. And now Jesus is alive and speaking to him. And everything changed for Paul that day. And he began to go out all across the area of the world at that time. And he began to tell people that Jesus died and he is raised to life. He's risen. Okay, somebody died and is alive. That's a huge deal. And he began to tell everybody that. And as he did that from town to town, they got gathering the people together as churches. And then Paul would write letters. That's what most of your Bible is consisted of in the New Testament parts. It's consisted of all these letters that Paul, after time, would write back and say, hey, church, here's some things you should do, okay? Don't ever forget this. These are things you should do. And when he's writing to a church in a town called Ephesus, he decides to talk about marriage. And at the end of talking about different things about marriage, he ends with this. So again, I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. That's how he sums up everything. Everything I just said, you know, if you forget everything else, don't miss this. Guys, if you do anything, love your wives. Love your wives like you would love yourself, like you would care for yourself, take care of yourself. Love your wife. Lady, if you forget everything else, respect your husband. You want to make your marriage better, if you want to see it go in a better direction, this is what he would tell us to do. He just boils everything down to love and respect. That these are two things that need to be there in a marriage. That guys, we got to learn how to love. And ladies, you need to learn how to respect. Because that is what is going to build your marriage. Now, where I'm about to go with this is not anything new. I'm not going to say anything new this morning that you probably haven't heard. Okay? That you probably haven't heard before or done before. This is just what this looks like. I wanted to be as practical as possible and give each one of us four suggestions how to do this. So I'm going to start with the guys, and we're talking about four things. These are not hard. These are not difficult. What they are difficult to do over time consistently. And you have to do them over time consistently. There are things to be faithful in. That if you would do this over time, over time, over time, and it would compound, you would see a difference in your marriage. In fact, I would guarantee you, if you looked at a what we call a successful marriage, let's say they made a 40-year run, and you were able to kind of pull apart what happened, I guarantee you they learned how to do this. And there are things that they just did day after day, week after week, year after year. They just did those things. And that's what we see today is, wow, how'd you do that? And so we look at it and go, well, how can I do that now? Well, you can't do that now. That took 40 years. That took 40 years to get to that point. It took a lot of effort. It took a lot of faithfulness. It took a lot of consistency over time doing the same things in order to build that. You can't build that in a day. So all the things I'm going to talk about this morning aren't hard, aren't difficult. They're just, let's just be honest, they're going to be a little bit dull. And really, I had to do that day after day after day. Yeah, if you would do that day after day after day, you can actually take a small thing and you can compound it into being a bigger thing and having a bigger impact upon your marriage. Okay? So here we go. Guys, we're up first. That's the way it goes in Scripture, okay? We're always first. We get to, you know, we get to get Scripture thrown at us first, and then we continue from there, okay? Number one, pay attention. Is that hard? No. We just don't do it very often, right? Especially when sports are on. Miss that whole conversation, right? There are just certain things we are not very good at. And one of them is paying attention at times. So we don't know what's going on. Like all of a sudden then something blew up and we're like, what happened? Okay? And we're just kind of over here just distracted by it. So we have to pay attention to our wives. Paying attention helps us to know how we can best love them. We love them when we're paying attention to the things that are going on in their life, to the things that are going on. That, right? That's not hard. Well, that's not hard. No. But try doing it consistently over time. Really, I just can't do this today. I just can't do this today and then, like, check out. Okay? I'm going to tell you what happens if you do it today. Okay? So here's an example where, you know, here's a bunch of pennies built up over time. Okay, here's nothing. Here's what most of us are probably going to do with most of the suggestions I'm going to make this morning. Okay? We're going to go home and, okay, today I'm not going to watch the game. I'm going to pay attention to you. Okay? 2 weeks later, something will come up and go, of course I love you. Of course I pay attention to you. Don't you remember 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago I did this and they're going, really? There's something in there? Okay? That's what's going to be the problem today. We're going to go home and we're going to feel guilty and, oh, I should do that and kind of feel bad. And we're going to do this for one day. And we're going to think that doing it for one day makes a difference, except we have to do it day after day after day after day after day in order for it to have a big enough impact. This is not going to make much of an impact. This will be forgotten easily and we'll go, yeah, but I know I paid attention to you. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. And so don't just think we can do it once because, oh, yeah, I should probably do that. And I feel a little guilty. Isn't that what church is supposed to make us do? And so I go do it once. But once isn't going to have an impact. Okay? Number two, help around the house. Again, go home and take out the garbage. It's going to be a one-time thing. Okay? Consistency. What could you consistently do to help around the house? I told you it's not going to be hard. Not going to be hard. Ladies, can I just offer a suggestion, okay? Be encouraging. Because most of the times, we're not going to do it like you want it done. That's just going to be, I'm just telling you, okay? Not going to happen like you want it done. We're not going to get it perfect like you get it perfect, okay? But the whole point is, right? We are recognizing that there has to be something we do. So loving means action, means doing. These are all things that are doing. Do it, do it, do it. Because this can make a difference. And some of you guys are like, I hope the other list is good, okay? I hope it's good. Because right now I've lost the ball game and I'm doing house chores. It's not going well, right? Okay, hold on, okay? Affirm her verbally. Affirmer, that means use your words. Okay? Use your words to affirm her. That is very, very important. That you say things. That you tell her you love her. Yeah, but she knows it. No, she doesn't. Okay? Just assume she doesn't. Say it. There are certain things that should be said. They should be said often. And come on, most of the times we just don't say it. Okay? Well, you know, your old story, the guy said, well, I told her I loved her the day we got married, and I told her if I changed my mind, I'd let her know. Okay? That just doesn't work. I'm just letting you know. Just in case you thought that, doesn't work. Okay? It doesn't work. Final one. Ask questions and be quiet. I don't know if you've ever done this. I had a sheet. I've done this before, okay, because I'm a guy. I don't pick up on stuff, okay, so I miss stuff out. And I ask my wife, what do I need to do? And then you let her fill that. You don't argue with her. No, I did that once 2 years ago. Okay, I did that. You ask questions. You be quiet. In fact, I will put it out tomorrow. If you follow the church Facebook page, I will put the list out tomorrow. Ladies, that you can fill out and hand it to your husband, okay? Because this is something that will help you, because we just don't do this. We just tend to go in the same direction, and we don't think about the other person. We just don't. We don't think, what do they need? There's a whole book out there called Love Languages. You know why that's really important? Because love is expressed in different ways. We all see love happen in different ways. And so most of you know what your love language is because it's the way that you show love to other people. So some of you like to receive something. Some of you like verbally to hear those words. I've kind of combined them all because I think all of them are necessary into showing this idea that we love them. So, guys, that's what we got to do. So there's our list. Pay attention. Help around the house. Affirm her verbally. Ask questions and be quiet. It's not something to argue with. Yeah, but I used to, or whatever. Ask questions, be quiet. Okay, ladies. Ladies, here we go. First one. Pray for him. Pray for him. And I'm just going to tell you, I think the best advice I ever heard about this from Gary and Barb Rosberg. If you've ever heard of them, America's Family Coaches, they're on the radio, they do different events throughout our area, the Des Moines area, that I think she offered the best advice. If you would tie this to something you do every day, you would remember to do this. If you tie this to something you do every day, you remember to do this. So this is what she did. Because she would always forget to pray for her husband. Every time she made the bed, she prayed for her husband. Okay? She just tied it to something she did every day. And I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but you just told him to do that. Okay? I don't do that anymore, right? Just find something, okay, that you can tie to every day. That when you do that, oh, that's my opportunity. When I do this, I pray for my husband. Just tie it to an event, because that way you won't forget. If you don't do this, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to forget. You're going to have the best of intention. In fact, you probably go home today and pray for him, okay? I pray, Father, he was listening. Please, help him listen, right? And you're going to put one coin in the jar, and if it's not compounded, it's not going to make any difference. Number two, listen to him. Listen to him. What is happening in his life? What is happening at his job? What is happening in those places? Have you taken the time to actually listen to what is going on in him? Have you? It's a question that I want you to think about. Have you done that recently? Where you have made an effort in the middle of a busy season that all of us are probably in to stop and slow down and to listen. To listen. Number three, praise and compliment him in front of others. Ladies, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you told your husband he's the man? Okay? I'm serious, okay? When is the last time you done that? Honey, you're the man. You're the man. Okay, and you're like, oh my goodness, that's a... I'm just saying you have to do something, okay? Because, okay? Now, can I flip it a little bit here? When's the last time you complained about him in front of your kids? This one's silent, right? Whoa. Let's not talk. I'm serious. This has huge ramifications, especially when we're talking about respect. Your kids will not respect your husband if you don't. It's not going to happen. You get to lead in that, ladies. And so if you're constantly, your dad did this and your dad did that, and I'm so... If you're... Somebody like, wow, he's bugged our houses. He's listening in. No, come on. We all do this. We all struggle with this. It's just something we gotta work on. We gotta change. If you want to create a home in which respect flourishes and comes out, that means that your words have power. And you will either praise him and compliment him with your words, or you will disrespect him with your words, and that is the culture you are creating in your home. And if you've ever wondered, why are my kids so disrespectful? Could it be that you are? And it's been hurt enough that your kids just have picked up and thought, well, I guess this is what I do to dad. Because this is what people seem to do to him. Is that the culture you're creating in your homes? You can turn this around. But again, this takes consistent effort over and over and over again. Over time. The last one, expect great things. Our culture, and it drives me nuts at times, especially the way it views men, views them as having very low expectations. He'll never do it. He'll never come through. And so there's this air of low expectations that's just out there concerning men. In our culture, and what to expect of them, and I think you expect great things from them. Because men rise to the occasion. They do. That is what we do. We rise to the occasion. If you buy into the low expectations of, he can't do it, and he won't do anything, and it's just the way it is, and that's the way I see it, every sitcom I watch, then you are buying into a lie, and you can turn that around. Expect great things. Expect to raise the level of expectation. And guess what? We will raise to it. You don't have to go around low expectations. Guess I got to do it all myself. You don't have to do that anymore. You can actually change that and have your husband's rise to it. You're dating, let me tell you, what you are getting now is the best. Okay? And if it's not very good, then you probably shouldn't proceed too much further. Just so you know that. Okay? Expect great things now. It's not like it gets better. Okay? It's not like it's automatically going to get better. Expect it now. Expect great things now. Raise the level of expectations now. It's faithfulness. It takes time and consistency. You are not going to leave today and get to this afternoon or next week. This is going to take day after day after day after day after day. Yeah, it's going to be boring at times. Really? I got to get up and pray for him again? Yes. Really? I got to do that. I got to help her again? Yes. Build it up over and over again so that you arrive at this. Because this takes time. And this takes consistency. Where all of you want to be is here. And it starts by doing it today, then doing it tomorrow, and doing it the next day, over and over and over and over again. So I want to pray for us this morning, and we're going to sing together again, because the hardest thing is going to be doing this over and over again. None of you will probably have a problem doing it this afternoon or doing it tomorrow. Give it a week from now. Oh yeah, what was I supposed to do? I'm just telling you, even if you picked one thing from those lists and say, I'm just going to do that, you can build something great in your marriage if you'll build it over time and consistency. So let's pray.